Alrighty. Shall we do this damn thing?
Yes.
Mike, do you concur?
I concur.
All right, the motion passes.
All right.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. It's the Week 4 preview. We've already made it 25% of the way through the season, more or less. It works better when there are 16 fantasy games, but Roger Goodell screwed it all up. Walker, how are you?
I like Roger bad, though. Am I right?
Ooh, got him.
Betcha nobody's ever said that before. I'm great. The Tigers just clinched a postseason berth for the first time in 10 years.
Nice.
Let's go Tigtober.
31-11 over their last 42 games.
Ooh. I am a Tigers fan for the balance of this offseason, or until they get bounced, whichever happens first.
It probably won't take that long. They're not actually that great. They are just playing incredible right now for some reason. But, you know, who knows? Who knows how long it'll last?
I mean, the Cardinals won like 88 games that year that they won the World Series, so.
Yeah, and the Tigers are 86-74 right now, so.
There you go. Cue Kevin Garnett. Anything is possible.
That's right.
Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Kind of a boring Friday, but doing pretty good outside of being bored out of my mind. I'm doing pretty well.
Bored
how about yourself?
Bored out of your mind. What are you watching? A replay of last night's game?
Last night's game. Oh, wait, hold on a second. There's another penalty on the
field. A flag on the play. Flag on the play. Dude, Al Michaels was not having it.
No, he was not.
There was a great tweet where it was like, Al Michaels, I want to beat each one of these refs to death with a hammer.
And Kirk Herbstreit. Devin Singletary went to Florida Atlantic University.
Yeah. That was pretty much how the calls were. So,
They also, Al Michaels wanted nothing to do with recognizing that Malik Nabers had a concussion.
Yeah, it was very bizarre. He was like dead on the sideline, and he's like, "Well, let's find something else to talk about.
Let's see if they caught it."
Yeah. So we'll get into that game, but real quick, through 3 weeks, I want to ask you if both of you know. Mike, don't look at anything. Walker, don't look at anything. Before last night's game, who led the NFL in touchdown passes?
Sam Darnold.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I'd have to go with Sam Darnold myself.
Correct. Through 3 weeks last year, who led the NFL in touchdown passes?
Last year.
C.J. Stroud.
No?
Last year? Man, I feel like it's going to be a weird one again.
I promise you it's not a weird one.
I don't know. Josh Allen.
There's something about that Kevin O'Connell offense. It was Kirk Cousins.
Oh, okay.
Kirk Cousins. Wow.
Yeah. Who leads the NFL in interceptions?
Will Levis.
Will Levis is second. Mike, I think you would know this one.
Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
Anthony Richardson.
Does he really?
Yeah. With six. Through 3 weeks last year, who led the NFL in interceptions?
Anthony Richards.
No. Anthony Richardson only played like 30 snaps. And then he exploded for the season.
Jared Goff.
Nope.
I don't know.
Brock Purdy.
If you mix Jared Goff and Brock Purdy, you would get a guy who is currently on the Rams, formerly on the 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo. And then
right.
Dak entering this week. Oops, I gave the answer. Who is first entering this week in passing yards?
Mike, you want to go with this one?
Man, I hate these. They're so difficult. Oh, man. I'll go with, just because you have the background up, Dak Prescott.
It's Dak Prescott. How'd you know?
Shit, I don't know. Games last year.
Through 3 games last year, who led the NFL in passing yards?
Dak Prescott.
No, I'll give you a hint. You already said his name.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Kirk Cousins.
Oh, Kirk Cousins. Also Kirk Cousins. Great.
I bring this up because what do Kirk Cousins and Anthony Richardson have in common last season?
They both got hurt.
They both had season-ending injuries. Don't rest on your laurels. What is happening now will not be happening all season long. It is a long season. Things
it
will
is a
change.
Very long season. That is true.
Yes. So if you're 0-3, if you're 0-3, stay in line to vote. You can still vote. It's okay. Don't give up. We're here to help. So I wanted to give that PSA. That having been said, the New York Giants season is over. All right. Dallas Cowboys win 20-15. Cowboys are 2-2. Giants are 1-3. Walker alluded to the Malik Nabers injury. Micah Parsons also had an ankle injury. And there was a third one.
DeMarcus Lawrence got
Yes, DeMarcus hurt. Lawrence. Yeah. And Brandon Aubrey is trash. Cut him and trade him to the 49ers, please. Thank you.
Well, you had to be the Colts.
Huh?
You have a good kicker.
He misses it whenever I'm like, don't, whenever I go, I swear to God, if Jake Moody misses this, that's when he misses it.
Well, that sounds like a you problem.
I just like, I swear to God, Jake Moody, I'll kill you. All right. So, Walker, you wanted to know last night, was it Dak, Lamb, and Ferguson, and that's it? And I tweeted out something similar to this, which was a mix of that. And if you did anything but start those guys and Malik Nabers, you got to call the number. Yeah, that's all was.
Wandale had a productive game for PPR.
Sure, but you got to be a sicko to have started Wandale Robinson last night.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so
yes, it was. We were correct.
Yeah, so CeeDee Lamb scored the only receiver touchdown in this game, and for like half the game, he also led the Cowboys in rushing.
Yep, with one carry. Yeah,
is that good?
No, I can't come up with any way that'd be good.
One carry for 10 yards led the team up until halftime, I believe. So, Mike. Are we abandoning the Dallas rushing attack?
You might as well. I mean, shit, there's nothing out there. I mean, Rico Dowdle is the one leading this club. He had 11 carries for 46 yards. I think Ezekiel Elliott is pretty much toast. He only got five carries.
Yeah.
So, this backfield is hot garbage.
Walker, Rico Doo-Doo, thoughts?
I agree.
Okay. CeeDee Lamb, good. Jake Ferg, good. Everybody else on this team, don't bother, except for Dak Prescott.
Yep.
Brandon
Cowboys
Cooks.
Cowboys are a free space team, honestly, at this point.
Yeah, they really are. Speaking of free space teams, who will probably not have their free space next week with a concussion. Malik Nabers, 12 for 115, 15 targets. Wandale Robinson, 11 for 71, 14 targets. Does Wandale Robinson get 20 targets if Malik Nabers doesn't play next week?
No.
Where do the targets go? Darius Slayton?
Yes.
Wow.
It'll be the same amount of targets to Wandale. Slayton will get like 9. And then Jalen Hyatt will get 2. Theo Johnson will get like 5. And they'll toss it to Singletary and Tyrone Tracy a couple times.
I noticed Jalen Hyatt not getting more targets after what happened last night.
No, I said two targets for Jalen Hyatt.
Oh, you said 2 targets. Okay. All season long, 2 targets for Jalen and Motel 6. So Wandale Robinson, he should probably be on rosters in PPR leagues.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, because this week, I believe this is the second time in 4 weeks this season where he's gotten a whole bunch of receptions. Yeah, second time in 5 days where he's gotten at least 8 targets. Third time that he's gotten at least 8 targets this season. So he's getting peppered with short area targets. He is Miami Jarvis Landry. I think he's more athletic than that. He's more shifty. So he's
more tiny.
Yeah, more tiny. He's dang... Victor Cruz. That was the smallest receiver I could think of.
It's not even that small.
I don't know why. In my head, he's a little guy. All right. So Wandale, put him on your rosters. Malik Nabers, if he's playing, you play him. I'll ask you both the question that was going around Fantasy Twitter today.
Okay.
Is Malik Nabers the wide receiver 1 in Dynasty?
No.
I'm going to say no, but he's definitely top 5.
I'm going to say yes, and here's the reason why. Because the number one wide receiver in Dynasty, at least temporarily, is consistently whatever young wide receiver did something most recently. This is a trend on fantasy Twitter year after year after year. If a rookie wide receiver has a big game, he is Dynasty wide receiver one. It happens every year. So at least for now, yes. Sure, why not? Next week, it's probably Marvin Harrison Jr. Week after that, maybe it's Rome Odunze. Who knows? Huh?
Maybe.
It's Rome Odunze. No, it's not.
Dude, let's go. Let's go, Rome.
All right, so both teams get 10 days off to nurse their injuries. Let's talk about Sunday's game, shall we? Let's kick it off with some Southern Fried Hospitality, Saints at Falcons. Saints 2-1, Falcons 1-2, Atlanta 2.5-point favorites, 42.5-point over-under. Injuries in this one for the Saints. DeMario Davis, Cesar Ruiz, and A.T. Perry are all out. Alvin Kamara, Chris Olave, Cedric Wilson are all questionable, all looking like they're going to play. For the Falcons, much shorter injury report. Caleb McGarry out with a knee injury. So what I want to know is, will the loss of Eric McCoy, and when I wrote this, I didn't know Cesar Ruiz was going to be out too. Thought he might be, but that's two interior offensive linemen. My big thing that I worried about was Derek Carr under pressure. So I'm worried, and what I want to know is this going to destroy Derek Carr's fantasy value? Because he was good under pressure for a couple weeks, and then last week he was really bad. And I think because what it was in the first couple weeks, the pressure was coming from the outside, so he could step up into the pocket, and that's what he frequently did. Like, if you look at the Rashid Shaheed long touchdown, that's what he did. But that's because McCoy and Ruiz were keeping the pressure from coming to him up front. So now I'm wondering if this is going to cause, because, you know, not every pressure is built the same. You know, I'm wondering if this is going to cause some serious pressure that makes it so Derek Carr cannot produce as well as he has been this season, which will hurt not only Rashid Shaheed, but also Chris Olave.
Well, let's see here. The Falcons have Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, and Eddie Goldman on the interior defensive line. So I don't like the looks of that for New Orleans.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that bad?
I don't think that's going to go well.
No. So we are sitting Derek Carr this week, correct?
Yes, in my opinion. But I know Mike's a big lover of Derek Carr.
I do love Derek Carr.
He said the thing. I'm a big lover of Derek Carr.
I'm a big lover of Derek Carr. Big lover. And against the Falcons, I don't know how good Falcons passing defense is, but I think after last week's sort of down performance, he sort of bounces back and plays in the top 14, maybe around there this week. So does it destroy Derek Carr's value? Considering he was like the top, what, five after week two, at least, is he going to be in that range? No. He's not going to be in that range. He's going to be below that. So I'm going to say yes. The loss of Eric McCoy will destroy Derek Carr's fantasy value.
Oh, my God. He said it. Walker, podcast over. We did it. We got Mike to say bad things.
We got his ass.
Got his ass.
That was tough.
Derek Carr last week under pressure when both Ruiz and McCoy were injured. 4-for-10, 22 yards in a pick.
Bad.
Is that good?
No.
Is that good? Okay. Sounds bad. All right. You're still starting Kamara. Rashid Shaheed, no, I wouldn't do it.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Chris Olave, wide receiver two?
Yeah, I would say so.
At the very least, wide receiver two.
All right, Chris Olave or Drake London?
Olave.
I'd go Olave.
Chris Olave or DJ Moore?
Olave.
Chris Olave or Justin Jefferson.
Man, that's a tough one.
Yeah, damn. Close, but I think I'm going to have to go with Jefferson on that one.
Okay, I had to have you guys say somebody who wasn't Chris Olave. So still believing in Chris Olave this one. No Rashid Shaheed. Yes to Alvin Kamara, no to Derek Carr. All right, Mike, you wanted to talk about Drake London.
Yeah, Drake London. I was trying to find what he is on the year, what wide receiver, but I can't find him anywhere.
You got to scroll down, Mike.
Yeah, he's pretty bad, I guess. But for the week, I was wondering if he's going to be top 20 this week.
I think so. I mean, we're clowning him, and he's 24 on the season. So
24.
I mean, yeah, I'm not too worried. It's one of those things everybody worries about, you know, like, oh, Marshawn Lattimore. But it's like, you know, Drake London gets paid too, and he did crush Darius Slay in week one for that touchdown. So I'm not too worried about it. I think he'll be a top 20 guy. Saints are kind of a neutral matchup against wide receivers. CeeDee Lamb was able to exploit it. Devonta Smith was. So yeah, I'd say I'll say top 10 for him. I mean, sorry, not top 10. Not top 10. Not top 10. Hold on. Top 20. There we go.
Yeah, I agree. I have him at 16 on the week. I like Drake London.
All right. We're starting Bijan. Kyle Pitts, last stand for Kyle Pitts.
I would.
Wasn't that last week?
They're all last stands, Mike.
I would rather play Pat Freiermuth.
Let's go.
Yeah, Saints have allowed the fourth most fantasy points to tight ends this season. They let Dallas Goedert go all the way off. So if it's Kyle Pitts doesn't do it this week, then I'm going to give him one more week.
Nope.
And then if he doesn't do it, then I'll give him one more week.
I'm done. I'll say it right now. I'm done.
Walker's out on Kyle Pitts.
I also, to be fair, I have never had him on a single one of my teams.
I have him on my Scott Fishbowl team, which is why I suddenly have faith in Kyle Pitts.
No.
I traded Kyle
Pitts. You could stay true to your convictions.
Gosh, why would I do that? All right. Darnell Mooney. He has lots of targets the last couple of games. I think 14 targets. What do we think of Mooney this week? Would we rather start Mooney or Rashid Shaheed?
Mooney.
Yeah, Mooney.
Mooney or, let's say, Christian Watson.
Mooney.
Yeah, I'd have to go Mooney.
Christian Watson sucks.
He does. Mooney or Pickens?
Pickens.
Yeah, Pickens.
Mooney or Cortland Sutton?
Mooney.
I go Sutton.
Last one, Mooney or Rome Odunze?
Odunze.
Yeah, I don't know if I can trust him to do it 2 weeks in a row, but it is Mooney, Darnell Mooney, so I'm going to go Odunze.
Okay, sounds good. Don't start Kirk Cousins.
Where do I have him? Oh, yeah, for sure, don't do that.
Where do you have him?
22.
That's Ooh. Not good.
No, below Derek Carr.
Oh, wow. Walker's a big hater of Derek Carr. All right. Rams and Bears, couple 1-2 teams. Wait. The Rams were 0-2 before last week. And
yeah.
But they played the Niners.
Yeah.
Without Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp?
Yep. Oh. They did do that.
But Juwan Jennings had three. Wait, they won?
Unfortunately, they won.
Well, oh, unfortunately for you.
Yeah, you two don't care.
I like them. I think the 49ers should go to hell. I don't like them at all.
They go to hell.
Rams 1-2, Bears 1-2.
Meet Johnny
Bears
Wilson down there.
Have a party.
Bears 3-point favorites, 41.5 point over under. Cooper Kupp declared out for this one. Of course, Puka Nacua on IR. Davis Allen is questionable with a back injury. For the Bears, we got a whole list of folks. We got Steven Carlson, Zach Pickens with two C's, so Thick Pickens, Daryl Simmons, all out, Keenan Allen, Andrew Billings, and Kevin Beard, questionable. Kevin Beard the third, all questionable. So, Walker, you wanted to know about the Rams receiving room.
Yeah, I'm going with, I think Tutu Atwell is probably the... I would say he's the top guy in terms of yards, probably not in terms of targets this week again, but yards, I think he's the guy who's going to go down the field more often. So over under 49.5 receiving yards for Atwell.
Over, that's like one catch.
Yeah,
I'm going to go over.
Go okay. Ahead. I might know you. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm going to say over 49.5, but barely, like 55 yards.
Okay. I'm going to go under.
Yeah, that would be the second most yards given up on the season by the Bears to a receiver.
Yeah, I mean, which is certain. I mean, it's possible. Obviously, yeah. We've seen. I mean, Matthew Stafford can make incredible throws down the field. Atwell is very fast, so I mean, it's possible. But yeah, I'm going to go under. I think Chicago's defense does a good enough job.
Okay, we're starting Kyren Williams. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So.
Moving on to the Bears, I guess. Yes, yeah,
that'll do it for the Rams. The Bears, my question is, can Rome Odunze be this week's Juwan Jennings? Reason I ask that is let me read off some wide receivers who have played against the Rams so far this season. Jamison Williams, 5 for 121 and a touchdown in week one. Marvin Harrison Jr., 4 for 130 and 2 touchdowns in a quarter. Mm-hmm. And Juwan Jennings, 11 for 175 and 3. Now, I think that what those three all have in common, well, except for Marvin Harrison, what Jamison Williams and Juwan Jennings have in common is there is another receiver that took the defensive focus away. Amon-Ra St. Brown in week one, Brandon Ayuk in week three. So I think in this case, that's going to be DJ Moore. So I'm wondering if Rome Odunze is going to have a big ass breakout game because of the defensive pressure and attention, what little they can muster going towards DJ Moore.
I like that theory. Do I think he's going to have 175 and 3 touchdowns? Probably not. I would say, especially after he played well last week, this is not a good pass defense. So I think if you have him, you're playing him.
Yeah, I think so too. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think that I don't know if he'll reach 100 yards. I think he reached 100 yards last week, if I remember right.
Had a big game last week.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be that big, but I think it will be something where you could say, okay, in consecutive weeks, he's done this. And with maybe something like 8 receptions for, 90 yards and a touchdown. So it will be a solid week for him.
Sweet. All right. Sounds good. We're starting DJ Moore.
Yes.
We are firing DeAndre Swift into the sun.
Yes.
But he's I mean, we told you not to do this.
Yeah. Everybody's getting all hot and bothered about Roschon Johnson getting an extended look. So congratulations on 15 carries for 63 yards.
Oh, definitely not. That's not
it's that.
15 carries for yards. 43 yards.
There we go. That sounds good.
All right. Bears bad.
Just to mention, I think you can start Cole Kmet.
That's what I was going to ask. Because I was like, yes. Cole Kmet had a big game last week. Gerald Everett is being marginalized. We're going towards anybody we can get at tight end. Anybody.
Yeah, Cole Kmet's getting some targets, and he's building a rapport with Caleb Williams. It's a bad defense. I think even if he only gets 5 targets, he's probably catching 4 of those for 40 yards. So there's not many tight ends who aren't in the blob anymore. And yeah,
the whole position's the blob.
He's very up, very high up in those options. So I think he's a starter this week.
Yeah, Cole Kmet has more targets than Travis Kelce, Kyle Pitts, Dalton Kincaid, Sam Laporta. Well, Laporta got hurt halfway through the game last week. Mark Andrews. Who else does he have more than? Pretty much everybody except for 6 guys.
Cool.
So, yeah. So start Cole Kmet.
Absolutely.
All right. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. He has the same as Mike Gesicki, so it's except for 5 guys. Like the burger.
Burgers and fries.
Burgers and fries. That's right. That's it. DJ Moore. Are we starting Caleb Williams?
No, but I think it's close.
Caleb, I would not start Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams, or let's try to make some stinky doo-doo choices here. Brock Purdy.
Purdy.
San Francisco plays who?
New England.
New England. Yeah.
Ooh, I think that's going to be close. I'll go with Caleb.
Okay, Caleb or Justin Fields.
Caleb.
Yeah, Caleb.
All right.
Another close one.
Caleb or, last one, Andy Dalton.
Caleb.
Wrong.
No, it's correct.
Andy Dalton plays who?
Cincinnati.
Revenge game.
Cincinnati, wow. Huh? I'm going to go Andy Dalton. Why not?
All right. You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Oh, I forgot to say the winners. We all had Atlanta winning the last one. This one, I got the Rams.
I think I have the Rams.
Ooh, I can gaslight Walker. Walker, you have the Bears winning.
No, I have the Bears.
No, I don't.
I was gaslighting Walker. All right.
Yeah, you do, Walker. Yeah, you do.
All right, Vikings looking to go to 4-0. They're taking on the 2-1 Packers. Green Bay, 2.5-point favorites in this one. 43.5-point over-under. Ivan Pace is out for the Vikings. Bad news for my IDP team. I will be starting four Ravens again. Pace Picante. For the Packers, Jordan Morgan is out. Carrington Valentine is doubtful. Jair Alexander and Jordan Love are questionable. So, good luck. Luckily, this is a 10 a.m. game. I don't know how you can start anybody if Malik Willis is playing, except for Josh Jacobs, maybe. And then you can start everybody. Or maybe not. I don't know. Let's find out. Mike, you want to know about the Vikings?
Yeah, so almost read that. I'm like, Vikings? No, Aaron Jones.
No, it's the Packers. Oh, it's the
Vikings, yeah. So will Aaron Jones rush for 100 yards in his revenge game?
Will he rush for 100? No, but I think he'll get 100 total yards. I think they'll make him involved in the passing game a bit more, try to get him to that 100-yard threshold in the revenge game in the most efficient way possible that they can.
I agree with Jeff completely.
Also, Aaron Jones did already announce that if he scores a touchdown, he is doing a Lambeau leap. He is letting everybody decide what they would want to do ahead of time. He's not letting anybody get caught off guard.
So, hey, guys, just so you know.
Just FYI.
I will be taking advantage of this opportunity.
All right. Are we starting Sammy D? Leads the NFL in touchdowns. Big Sammy D. The big old jack-o'-lantern head.
Is he going to turn into a pumpkin, or I should say jack-o'-lantern?
He already is. What's his head, though?
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not going to either.
Okay. So if Jordan Love plays, Jordan Love or Sam Darnold?
Sam Darnold.
Darnold.
Okay. What if Jordan Love doesn't play, Sam Darnold or Malik Willis?
Still Darnold.
Yeah, Darnold.
Okay. If Jordan Love doesn't play, Jordan Love or Malik Willis?
I mean, you get Brian Flores' defense, you never know.
I was just making sure you both were paying attention. All right. You're starting Justin Jefferson. Aaron Jones, top 20 guy.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about on the other side. For the Packers.
Hey. Isn't Jordan Addison playing?
Are we starting Jordan Addison?
I mean, he's a wide receiver 3.
Is he?
I would say.
Jalen Naylor's been weirdly involved. So maybe.
Yeah, but that's because Jordan Addison's not playing.
No, that's what I'm saying is that there's targets for him to take back.
Yeah. I think if Jordan Love plays, I think you can probably play Jaden Reed. And then, yeah, Addison, I like him as a wide receiver 3.
Okay, perfect. Addison or Jaden Reed?
Reed.
Okay. Mike?
I'll go with what Walker says and go with Reed.
I'm going to go with Reed in that situation, too. All right. Walker, elsewhere on the Packers offense, you wanted to know about Joshua Jacobs, but Aaron Jones is their running back, and he's in this.
Wrong.
Okay.
Do you check our lads, bitch? Will Josh Jacobs average over or under 4 yards a carry?
Where's he at right now?
That's a great question.
Probably below that. He's been sneaky.
Let's see. He is at 4.5.
Below. No, wait, push. Exactly. 4 yards.
Oh, okay. 62 carries for 278 yards, 4.5 a carry.
20 carries.
He actually hasn't been bad, honestly.
Yeah, that's not too bad. I thought
20 carries for 80 yards.
I will go under just because the Vikings defense has been really good.
Yeah.
That's my only reasoning.
Okay. How many catches does he get? Three?
Two.
Ooh. Mike, can I hear 2.5?
No. He won't get that. I'm looking at his numbers right now, and the most targets he's gotten was 3. Most receptions he's gotten is 2.
But what if he catches all of his targets?
Yeah, he's not going to get it.
All right, fine. You're starting Jaden Reed if Jordan Love plays, but you're not starting any wide receivers if Jordan Love doesn't play, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
All right, I got Minnesota moving to 4-0.
I picked Green Bay.
Walker loves the Packers.
I picked Min.
Whoa.
I like Min.
Pick
Steelers. Min. Pick Min. Steelers 3-0. Colts 1-2. Pittsburgh 1.5-point favorites. 40.5-point over-under. Injuries in this one. Jaylen Warren, Alex Highsmith, and Michael Pruitt all out. Isaac Simwalo is doubtful. Russell Wilson is questionable. It's crazy how as the Steelers win more games, somehow his calf keeps getting worse. Isn't that weird how that works? For the Colts, Kenny Moore and Quiddy Pay are both out. I wanted to know, because I made these notes before Jaylen Warren was actually ruled out, was is Najee Harris a must start without Jaylen Warren?
I think yes.
It all depends on what kind of Colts defense shows up. Last week's Colts defense,
we know in our heart what Colts defense is going to show up.
Yeah. They played well, though, against the Bears. So, but the first 2 weeks, they were just...
Consider the source.
Oh, wow. They stopped Roshon Johnson and DeAndre Swift?
Yeah, that's true. That's not... Yeah. And then they got burned again. Against Jacobs and I don't know, I wiped the first game out of my head. The Houston
Mixon.
So I'm gonna go yes, he's a must start.
Colts allowing the second most rushing yards per game to running backs.
Yeah.
And they are low in fantasy points allowed, but that's because they've weirdly only given up one touchdown to running backs this season.
Interesting. So,
yeah,
yeah, they're soft when it from 20 to 20, but when it gets into that red zone, they tighten up pretty good.
Yeah, so I think he's gonna get a lot of yards. I think he'll struggle to score, but I think he'll be involved enough that you got to start him. One thing I just want to go back really quick. I forgot to mention from the Packers game, Emmanuel Wilson has been involved. Not enough for me to worry about Josh Jacobs, nor enough for me to start Emmanuel Wilson. I would just like to note that. Keep that in the back of your mind. I had an IR spot and I stashed, I had an open IR spot. I stashed Ivan Pace and I picked up Wilson just in case. He has been involved more and more as the weeks have gone on. So I'm not going full Adam Koffler mode and calling him a league winner. I'm just saying worth a stash.
Emmanuel Wilson, you're hearing it more and more.
Yeah, you are hearing it more and more. And then also Roshon Johnson also looks like he's going to get a lot of run. And we talked about that, but I would not stash Roshon Johnson. I do not care. I forgot to make my feelings known about that. All right. Elsewhere on the Steelers, are we starting streaming Justin Fields?
No.
He's not even streaming?
Anymore. Huh? What'd you say?
He doesn't run anymore.
He ran in week one?
Not much or that well.
He had 57 rushing yards.
But did he score a touchdown?
Nobody scored a touchdown last week. Gotcha, bitch.
One touchdown? One touchdown.
Ooh. One touchdown.
Really what I want from my quarterback. One touchdown.
He scored he got 6 points rushing in week one, and he got 6 points rushing in week three. What do you want from the man?
More than that. I'm greedy. Well, I need those points.
Give me them points. Mike, all right, what do you think about Justin Fields this week?
I think he's streamable. I mean, I'd probably put him at least in the top 17 of quarterbacks this week.
Wow. Mike begrudgingly saying he might be in the bottom half of quarterbacks this week.
Yeah.
That is an endorsement. George Pickens, wide receiver 3?
Wide receiver 2.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh. Good matchup. Yeah, and he's the clear number one receiver, so I think he'll do something with his 6 targets this week.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, he'll probably score a touchdown, so I'm going to say yes.
George Pickens or Christian Kirk?
Pickens.
Yeah, Pickens with the touchdown.
George Pickens or T. Higgins?
Pickens.
I'm going to go Higgins.
George Pickens or Deontay Johnson?
Johnson.
Ooh, over Pickens? Wow.
I mean, Deontay Johnson had like 300 targets last week.
That feels like that would be a record. I felt like we would have heard more about that.
Okay, he actually had like 14.
Okay. That sounds, I'm not sure if that's 100% correct, but that sounds more correct.
Yeah, it probably isn't either, but it's closer. I'll tell you that.
It is closer. All right, Mike. Deontay or his former teammate George Pickens?
Let's go Deontay.
Deontay. All righty. Else on the other side of the ball, Mike, you wanted to know about Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, is he going to rush for 65 yards or more?
I'll say yeah.
I'm going to say yeah because he's going to break a long one. He's just got to get past that front 7. And then he can get like 40 yards in one carry.
74 yards.
All right.
Dang, 74. Over under 75 yards, Walker.
Under. Can't do it.
Oh, damn. Crazy. All right. JT must start. Michael Pittman must bench?
Must bench.
He's a wide receiver 3 for me.
All right. Michael Pittman or Courtland Sutton?
Pittman.
Sutton.
Michael Pittman or Scary Terry McLaurin?
McLaurin.
Michael Pittman or Stephon Diggs?
Diggs.
All righty. Sounds good. Anthony Richardson. I'm benching him. I don't have him anywhere, but I'm going to say definitively I'm not starting him anywhere this week.
I only have him in one league, and it's a best ball, so who cares?
Who cares? Mike, are you starting Anthony Richardson in a one quarterback league?
No, not in a one quarterback league, no. Not in this Alrighty. Matchup, no way.
Anthony Richardson or Justin Fields?
Anthony.
Richardson, yeah.
Anthony Richardson or Trevor Lawrence?
Richardson.
Richardson, yeah.
Anthony Richardson or Justin Herbert if he plays?
Richardson.
Yeah, I don't trust Herbert to stay healthy even if he does play, so I'm going to go Richardson.
All righty, sounds good. I got the Steelers going to 4-0.
So does Mike.
Yep.
He's going to keep picking against his team because it worked last week.
It did work last week. Yes, it did.
And Walker
I'm going with the Colts, baby.
Yes,
the Colts,
baby. All right, next one up. Broncos are 1-2, traveled to New York to play the Jets, who are 2-1. Jets, 7.5-point favorites. Not the biggest spread this week, though. 39.5-point over-under. J.L. Skinner will be out for the Broncos. For the Jets, Morgan Moses will be out, and C.J. Mosley is doubtful. Walker, you have a question about probably the only guy worth talking about on this team, Courtland Sutton.
Yeah, will he have over or under 4.5 receptions in this game?
Under.
I'm going to go under, too.
I'm also going under.
That boy gets sauced.
I'll say 3 for 34.
Ooh, ugly. 3 for 34.
Sounds about right.
Also matching the entire output of the running back room on the ground.
Right. 34 yards.
34.
That might be more, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't start a running back here. Don't start a Bronco.
I agree.
Mike?
They're not a team yet.
No.
Free space team. I mean, I think you have to have a startable player to be a free space team.
Yeah. They're close. They're very close.
The Broncos are almost an ignore at all costs team.
Yeah.
Special button we don't usually deploy.
Do not touch this button.
Men really have fantasy teams like this and think it's no problem. And it's just pictures of Denver Broncos on fantasy teams.
Yeah, it's not good. The highest ranked Denver Bronco I have this week in any is Javonte Williams at running back 36.
Disgusting.
Please don't do it.
Not Bo Nix in your top 15. He scored a rushing touchdown in week one and he ran a bunch last week. No?
That's great. It's a bad matchup, and he has no one good to throw to.
All right. For the Jets, you're starting Breece Hall. But, Mike, what about Garrett Wilson?
Yeah, is he going to be a top 15 guy this week?
No.
Because of Patrick Surtain, mostly.
Patrick Surtain has dominated opposing wide receivers this season. It's actually kind of scary how much he erases other opposing wide receivers. Hold on, I have the numbers up. Where did they go? Broncos last against wide receivers, all because of Patrick Surtain. Let's see. Week one, DK Metcalf, 3 catches for 29 yards. Week two, George Pickens, 2 for 29 yards. Week three, Mike Evans, 2 for 17 yards.
Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, if you have Garrett Wilson, I think you still have to play him.
Yeah, because last week he had 30-something, like 33 yards, he still scored a touchdown.
Right. I mean, I have him down at 19 this week. Like, I think he's more of a speculative, like, wide receiver 2 hope play than a, set and forget type guy. There's definitely circumstances where you wouldn't be playing him.
Yeah, 2 wide receiver league with, like, Rice and Neighbors or Godwin or...
I mean, I'd play Deontay Johnson over him.
Deontay.
Mike Williams week?
No,
it's always a Mike Williams week.
It's never going to be a Mike Williams week.
Here's the problem is we keep transferring to the wrong multiverse. We need to find the one where Mike Williams is good. And we keep ending up in the wrong one every Sunday.
No, yeah, we always end up in the one where Mike Williams is good. We just end up in the one where Mike Williams is hurt and also
gets hurt. Yeah. All right. I said you're starting Breece Hall. What about Aaron Rodgers? Had a good game last week.
Yeah. No.
Let's see. Aaron against Denver? No. I'm going to say no.
Ty Konkowski.
No.
He's back, baby.
No, I'm good.
Mike?
He'll catch a couple passes, but
I'm saying start him.
Oh.
Kate Otten had 7 for 47 last week.
The man who has never caught a touchdown in his entire life.
That's correct. It's going to change now. You know who else never caught a touchdown in the NFL before last week? Or before 2 weeks ago?
No.
Darnell Washington, folks.
You know, and now he's got one. That?
You know who let him do that?
Arthur Smith.
The Denver Broncos. Arthur Smith.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm starting Ty Konkowski this week.
All right. Interesting.
He's like, if I did ranks, I'd say he's probably like 11.
Okay.
Tight end's bad. Just go with whoever you want.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Fun option. Who cares?
I mean, tight end, what? Like anything past tight end 14, you're just desperation.
Anything past tight end 4, you're in desperation mode. Right. All right. That's it for Broncos Jets. We got a clean sweep on the JETS Jets. Eagles 20-21. Eagles 2-1. Buccaneers 2-1. Philly 2-point road favorites. 44.5 point over under. Devonta Smith has been ruled out with his concussion. Lane Johnson and AJ Brown are both questionable for the Eagles. For the Buccaneers, Kalijah Kancey, Antoine Winfield Jr. both out for the second consecutive week. I think actually Antoine Winfield is his third week. Jalen McMillan, I will not take accountability for this typo in the document. This is from CBS Sports. They called him dupeful. Jalen McMillan is dupeful this week.
Full of that dub.
Yeah. He's hanging out with Quincy Doobie and Romeo Dobbs. Smoking Doobie. Bucky Irving, Cameron Johnson, Co-Keeft, Star Wars ass name, and Vita Vea, all questionable. This one, first question is, Mike wants to know about the Eagles this week in the wide receiver room.
Yeah, who's going to lead in total fantasy points in the wide receiver room this week?
My answer is twofold. If AJ Brown plays, it's AJ Brown.
AJ Brown, yeah.
If AJ Brown does not play, I don't care.
Johnny Wilson.
I don't think so.
He said, Paris Campbell.
He said, I'll see you there, Walker.
He doesn't know who I am, to be fair.
He doesn't know.
But he doesn't.
Do you take this personally?
Johnny Wilson, yes.
All right, hold on. I'm putting down a Prize Picks play on Caleb Williams and then the unders on Garrett Wilson catches and receiving yards. Let's go.
Nice. Jeff's trying to game the system even more.
I am trying to game the system even more. All right. I agree with Walker. It's either AJ Brown or I do not care. Cue the Stephen A. Smith. We do not care. All right. You're starting Saquon. You're starting Jalen Hurts. Dallas Goedert.
Yes.
Tight end one on the season.
Uh-huh. He sure is. Start? And he sure is that, too. I mean, Tampa, they're fine up the middle, but they're hurt a lot on defense. And he's going to be, at worst, the number two target in the offense and possibly the number one target in the offense. So, yeah, you play him.
All right. By the way, I cannot pick Garrett Wilson twice in the same lineup.
Get wrecked.
Price Fix yelled at me and said, you can't do that. All right. So I submitted it just the under on the yardage. Let's go. Mike, Dallas Goedert, must start for you too?
Oh, yeah.
All righty. Let's talk about the Buccaneers. Walker, you want to know about you have a nice question for this one.
Yes. Will Mike Evans have over or under 69.5 receiving yards?
Exactly 69. Woo!
So under, but cool.
So under. Under, but cool. Exactly.
Mike, what do you think?
That would be like half his yardage total on the season. He has, what is he at? 120 right now, total yards.
But he got Surtained. We already talked about that.
Yeah, and also, this is Philly. Not that great of a pass defense most of the time.
Most of the time. Yeah, they were pretty good last week, though. I'm going to go under. I'm going to go 68.5.
Wow, and a half. That's going to be impressive. The first recorded instance, it was so clearly half a yard that they had to give him half a yard.
And they had to give it to him.
I'm going to go over. I'm going to say he has 91.
91. Does he score a touchdown?
Yes.
All right. You heard it here.
Six for 91 and a touchdown for Mike Evans.
He finally breaks out.
Wait, hold on. Can I get 6 for 90?
No.
Because then it's 69 again.
Yeah, but it's still 69.
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter what the third number is.
Can't have it. Can't.
Jeff's getting hung up on a small detail.
Fine. Don't start Rashad White. He sucks.
I would advise against that, yeah.
Bucky Irving is hurt. Don't start him either, even though maybe I said something different in the streamers article.
I didn't say that.
I did.
I will be deferring to Jeff on that one. Direct your complaints to Jeff Crisco.
Yeah, but Rashad White, we should say, is we're just going to slide him into the league-wide J.D. McKissick role.
Yeah, I mean, for reference, I have White at 28 and Irving at 32. So, I mean, if you really are desperate to put a Buccaneers running back in your flex, fine. But you wouldn't catch me doing that.
Not around here, Pana.
I think the last running back I'd actually play if I wasn't, like, in super desperation mode is RB26 Tyjae Spears.
Ooh. Tyjae Spears?
Yeah, why not?
He hasn't done anything.
He's been fine.
All right, Mike, what do you think about these Buccaneers running backs?
It's not good. Bucky Irving is kind of taking over for Rashad White. I mean, it's all depending on if he's going to be healthy or not, but either way, they're canceling each other out, so I'm not liking it at all.
Yeah, I have to say, I very much appreciate the fantasy community being stubborn about Rashad White, because I have a free space on the cut list every week. I just get to say, this is how bad he was. This is how bad he is compared to all the other running backs in the NFL. Why are you playing him? Don't do this.
Copy paste.
Pretty much. All right. I got the Eagles winning this one.
I have Tampa.
I got Fi.
All right. Mike's got Fi. Mike's got Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi, Mike.
Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi.
All right. Bengals 0-3 travel to Carolina to take on the Panthers, who are 1-2. The Panthers. Better than the Bengals? Cincinnati's 3.5-point favorites, 46.5-point over-under. Trent Brown and Sheldon Rankins are out for the Bengals. B.J. Hill is doubtful. Tanner Hudson and Dijon Anthony are both questionable. For the Panthers, Lonnie Johnson, Damian Lewis, Shai Tuttle are all out. A'shaun Robinson, Deontay Johnson, Robert Hunt are questionable, but Deontay is supposed to play. And I'm going to go first, and I'm going to say this game is a Deontay Johnson heat check because the Bengals pass defense, no bueno.
Yeah, it sucks.
Very much bad, no bueno. So Deontay Johnson heat check, I would say, is this game.
Especially with Adam Thielen going on IR. Mm-hmm. I mean, Xavier Leggett has not proven anything. Jonathan Mingo sucks. They don't have any tight ends who can catch the ball. So
what?
They don't. Jeff.
They don't have any tight ends that have been given appropriate opportunity to catch.
He's been in the league like 4 years now, man.
You can't give it up.
I don't know if you're referring to Ian Thomas or Tommy Tremble.
I was referring to Tommy Tremble. You don't give a shit about Ian Thomas.
Ian Thomas was the original Tommy Tremble.
Yeah, but you cast him aside quickly.
I did. Much like Alec Pierce and A.D. Mitchell. I said, no, thank you. I would like another guy who will have no opportunity to produce.
Yeah, please give me the new guy who isn't going to do anything ever.
Correct. New is always better. All right.
Adonai Mitchell, the new Marvin Mims.
If only.
I hope
God willing.
Wrong.
God willing, he gave me some glimpse of hope like Marvin Mims did.
There's going to be he's going to have like one 75-yard touchdown this year, and then he'll have 9 catches the whole season, and everybody's going to still, you know, insist that he's good in like year 3 when he has 17 career catches.
Deadly muffin.
Look, sometimes players take 3 years to break out. I would like to bring up a man by the name of Jameson Williams. That is my counter argument. Thank you. All right.
Jameson Williams missed like a million games.
A.D. Mitchell still has the chance. Deontay Johnson, top 24?
Yes.
All right, are we finding ways to get Deontay into our lineups?
Oh, absolutely. I'm playing him everywhere I've got him.
Mike, do you agree?
I think he makes a good flex option.
All right, can I
get more than that? We need more excitement, Mike.
More than flex option. Let's go.
All right, can I get one big hearty Deontay?
Deontay.
Deontay. I want to hear Xavier Leggett call
out
Deontay
Johnson.
I
want to hear. I want to hear Xavier Leggett say Deontay Johnson so bad. So, like, more than anything else, I want to hear that. Maybe he's on Cameo. I'll pay him, like, $250 or whatever. Just say Deontay Johnson.
That's all we want you to say is, yeah, Deontay Johnson.
All right. Andy Dalton. Streamer? Streamer? Eh?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
First player in the
why
NFL.
Why not? Because he's, like, a million years old.
So?
A million.
He's younger than I am, Walker. What are you saying? Are you saying I couldn't go for 303 2 weeks in a row?
Yes.
What the? I thought we were friends.
We are friends.
All right. I don't know if God will let these words pass my lips, but potential big game for Chuba Hubbard?
Yeah. Chuba. Yeah, had a huge game last week, and again, not a very good defense. They don't have a whole lot of other options to give the ball to. So
yeah.
It's going to be, he's definitely a top 24 option at the position, I'd say.
Yeah. I, every Sunday I do the booms, my booms of the week, now that Tony said it one time. And, I was begrudgingly penciling in, Chuba Hubbard and Dalton Kincaid this week. And then I realized I'm not doing the Sunday stream this week. And I was like, oh, thank Christ. I don't have to think these things through anymore.
Yeah, I mean, thank God. I would have suddenly bust onto the show and executed you before you put Dalton Kincaid hype on this website.
All right, fair enough. All right, so we'll hype Dalton Kincaid later. That's it. Don't get cute and start Tommy Tremble or be like, oh, Xavier Leggett. Don't do it. All right, now let's talk about the Bengals, Mike.
Over under for Zach Moss, 65 yards on the ground.
That's a good question, Mike.
You know what? Give me the under. I'll say 58 yards.
Ooh, I was going to answer it like an AI. A lot of people are asking the question, over or under 65 rushing yards for Zach Moss on the ground, so I could stall. I'm going over.
Ooh.
Because he was 69 again.
68.
Oh,
68.
Wow.
68 and a half?
68 and a half. He's matching Mike Evans. 68 and a half. No, I think he's going to get a good opportunity to produce. Chase Brown isn't a thing in the running game. They can't throw the ball 50 times a game, can they?
Maybe.
Who knows? This Joe Burrow fella will throw it till his wrist falls off, which is closer than you think.
More likely than you think.
Doctors hate this one trick. Throwing until Joe Burrow's wrist falls off. Oh, man. Ja'Marr Chase must start. T. Higgins. We kind of talked about him earlier. Kind of a wide receiver two flex range.
I would agree with that. Yes.
Yes.
All right. What about?
You're playing wrist boy.
You're playing wrist boy. All right. Wrist boy or Jared Goff.
Burrow.
Yeah, I got to go Burrow.
Wrist boy or Kyler Murray.
Kyler.
Exactly. Wrist boy.
I have Kyler at QB2 on the week.
Wrong. Too low. He was
but I have Josh Allen QB1, so.
All right, fair enough. All right. Kyler is my boom quarterback this week. Wrist boy or Geno?
Burrow.
Wrist bow.
Wrist boy or Patrick Mahomes?
I got to go wrist boy on that one. I mean,
yeah, me too.
It's just the worst defense he's playing.
Yeah. Alrighty, so we all got the Bengals winning this one. Oh, Mike Gesicki.
Yeah, I think pretty good play, I would say.
Must start?
No.
Oh, no. I picked him up just to start him, too.
I mean, you can start him. I have him at 11, but I don't think that makes him a must start.
You'll never guess who the face of the Streamers article is this week.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that it was Mike Gesicki.
Doing
your favorite
the gritty.
Player. Your
doing
favorite
the
player.
Gritty. How can you not like Mike Gesicki? Watch after he catches the ball. He's so fast. He's so big.
I don't have anything against Mike Gesicki. It's just I don't understand why you think he's amazing.
Do you know why I think he's amazing? Because he was an athletic freak. And I was right about him being an athletic freak and his breakout in year two. It's basically the same reason I love Alvin Kamara. I was right about him like 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So I love him forever.
So I see why you and Kev get along now.
And you know what? Here's the thing about Mike Gesicki. If he's bad, you can just cut him. Woo! Get got, Kev. All right. Oh, by the way, Work found the YouTube channel. I came into the office and they were playing my stream. So they said they were going to find the podcast. So Kevin and Precious, if you found this, hello. Thanks for listening so far in. All right. We all have Cincy winning. Jags at Texans. Jags are 0-3. Texans 2-1. Let's just get this out of the way. Texans are winning. Houston, 6.5-point favorites. 45.5-point over-under. Evan Engram and Foye Olukun are not playing. Darnell Savage, Gabe Davis, Jerrion Jones, and Devin Lloyd are all questionable. For the Texans, Tank Dell, Jimmy Ward, and Damian Pierce are out. Foley Fadukasi and Joe Mixon are questionable. So a lot of weird injuries in this game. Walker, you have a question about Travis Etienne.
Will he score a touchdown?
No.
Mike?
No, I don't think so. I don't. I mean, that'll be 4 weeks, though. He hasn't scored a touchdown yet, has he?
Yeah, he has two touchdowns already.
Oh, two touchdowns? So, yeah, I'm going to say no.
One in each of the first 2 weeks. Okay. Transition. What do you think of this trade I made? Full PPR. I receive Tony Pollard and Mike Evans. Opponent receives Travis Etienne and Jaden Reed.
You win.
Yeah, I would say you win.
Yes, I win. Okay, thank you.
Were you offered that trade, or did you offer that trade, or is it completed already?
It's completed already. I offered it, but we talked about it in like text messages beforehand.
Gotcha. Trade accepted. All right. We're not starting Trevor Lawrence. Mm-mm. Rest in peace to my quarterback eight. Not working out. You two tried to warn me, and I said, shut the fuck up.
I didn't try to warn you. I was on your side.
Oh, Walker tried to warn me, and I said, shut the fuck up. And that's on me.
Tried to warn both of us.
This guy's fantasy lineups are Bill Withers' ass saying, ain't no sunshine.
Ooh, damn. Got him.
Ain't no sunshine.
All right. Christian Kirk, we playing?
I think he's like low-end wide receiver three.
Yeah.
Brenton Strange, God help you if you have to play him. Don't play wide receivers.
Yeah, you got to call the number.
You got to call the number if you're starting Brenton Strange. All right, let's talk about the Texans. Mike, the passing game is the subject of your question, and your question is the number of touchdowns they will score.
Yeah, the number of touchdowns. C.J. Stroud, he scored throw for two or more touchdowns.
Yes. One to Diggs, one to Collins. Dalton Schultz.
No, wrong. Dalton Schultz. More like Dalton.
Get there.
More like Dalton sucks.
Oh, got him. Woo. All right. You're starting CJ Stroud. You're starting Nico Collins. Are you starting Stephon Diggs?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I mean, Tank Dell's probably not going to play, so.
He's already ruled out.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, definitely start Stephon Diggs then.
Yeah, if Joe Mixon plays, you play him. If you don't, good luck with Cam Akers.
Don't play Cam Akers, please.
Don't do that. Dalton Schultz with no Tank Dell. We playing him? You a blob guy?
He's blob guy, but I don't want to play him.
Dalton Schultz or Juwan Johnson?
Schultz.
Yeah, Schultz.
Dalton Schultz or Hunter Henry?
Ooh, I'm going to go Schultz.
Dalton Schultz or Elijah Higgins.
Schultz.
Yeah.
But have you considered? No, don't do that. Dalton Schultz or. Let's talk about the next game.
That's right.
No, that's it. That's it for this one. Commanders 2-1 travel to Arizona. Cardinals are 1-2. Arizona 3.5 point home favorites. 50.5 point over under. Finally, a real over under. Injuries in this one for the Commanders: Austin Ekeler, Cleveland Farrell, and Jamison Crowder are all out. Trey McBride and Kyrus Tonga are out for the Cardinals. Isaiah Adams and Calvin Beecham are both questionable for Arizona. My question is, how does Jaden Daniels follow up his Monday Night Football performance? Set the rookie completion percentage record in that game. He and Terry McLaurin had like a mind meld on that last play because Terry McLaurin said, hey, Cliff Kingsbury, your ass. I'm calling my own number. And he ran his own route, and it was and he was on the right side. All things that Cliff Kingsbury doesn't do.
And then Cliff Kingsbury was like extremely excited afterward. He was like, hell yeah, man, I think that's dope that you ignored me.
I just want to know how Jaden Daniels follows it up, because this is not a great Cardinals defense, and I think this one will be this one could be a lot of fantasy points scored in this one.
Yeah, I completely agree. I have Kyler at 2, Jaden Daniels, you won't believe it,
3.
Woo! All my priors confirmed.
Jeff, stamp of approval.
That was me approving Walker's rankings. Mike, how are we feeling about Brian Robinson this week with no Austin Ekeler?
Even better. I think that Ekeler takes away some of the value from Brian Robinson, so it should be a heavy Brian Robinson day. So start him if you normally do.
All right. Brian Robinson top 20?
Brian Robinson top 10 for me.
Oh, really? Ooh. I was going to say 18.
Number 10.
Boom running back was this week? It was Chuba, but it was almost Brian Robinson.
Chuboom.
Cardinals run defense pretty good, but it's going to be an overwhelming amount of of B Rob.
I think you're going to get like 19 carries for 75 yards and a touchdown and 5 catches for 40 yards.
Ooh, I'll take that. All right. Walker, Terry McLaurin, what are we doing with him?
Playing him.
Okay. Zach Ertz or Dalton Schultz?
Give me Ertz there.
Mike?
Zach Ertz or Dalton Schultz? I want to go Ertz.
Zach Ertz or Ty Gronkowski?
Isn't this technically a revenge game?
It is a revenge game. That's what I was going to bring up after you both answered the question.
Nice.
To be like, what about the revenge game?
Well, it's got to be Zach Ertz then over Tyler Conklin.
Zach Ertz getting, he's dominated. He's going to finish his tight end four this week with 4 for 50.
Man, fantasy football sucks sometimes.
You hate that I'm right. All right.
James Conner, right?
James. Oh, no. Question, let's talk about the Cardinals now. Yeah. Must start Kyler Murray. Question. If you have Kyler Murray and Josh Allen on the same fantasy team, is that good?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's my dynasty team in my home league. Get shit on you guys. All right. James Conner. Walker, that's your question.
Yeah, over under 49.5 rushing yards.
Over. Easy.
Yeah.
By like 19 and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. No, just 19, right? 49.5 plus 19, 68.5.
I said 19.
Or did you want 69?
I wanted 69.
Oh, okay. 69.
Woo!
Gotta get it in there. Just like on a 69, you know, with your tongue.
Okay.
And such.
69.
I'm just making noises to cover up Walker.
This question was just a lead in to say you should play James Conner. I know he had a bad week last week. It was against the Lions. Every running back sucks against the Lions. I have James Conner RB14. You should play him.
Yeah. The Lions are one of those teams where you just kind of, it's a burn the tape game. We haven't really done a burn the tape game this year because every team has been burn the tape. But for James, for any running back going up against the Lions, it's a burn the tape game. Like, don't even worry about what happened in that game. Don't try to glean any sort of value. They dominate.
Yes. I mean, I'll give you guys a sneak peek into the start sit article. My sit at running back is probably going to be Kenneth Walker.
Ooh, that's rough, but fair. Tough, but fair.
Tough matchup, and he's coming off injury. I just don't like it.
Marvin Harrison Jr., must start?
For sure.
He's a stud.
All right. With no Trey McBride, are we feeling Greg Dortch as a sneaky flex play? Every time somebody's hurt, Greg Dortch gets like 8 targets. That's how it goes.
Yeah, I could see Dortch having a solid game. I don't think he'll be amazing or anything, but yeah, I could see him doing decent.
Mike, thoughts?
Yeah, I like it. Very much underneath kind of guy that would get probably those targets that the tight end.
McBride,
thank you. Yeah. Gets. So, I like Dortch.
All right, one real nasty question. Michael Wilson or Greg Dortch?
Wilson.
Okay, sounds good. I found a week one notes from preseason. Bucky Irving, 6 for 26 in that game. Sean Tucker,
4 not for even 32. That good.
Not even that good. Sean Tucker, 4 for 32. All right.
Now that's pretty good.
We all got the Cardinals winning this one. All right. Patriots and Niners. Patriots are 1-2. Niners are also 1-2. Niners are 10-point home favorites. 40.5 point over under. Can somebody do the implied points for the Patriots there really quick?
15.
15 implied points there for the Patriots. You know how we were like, God, the Cowboys are so frustrating. How did they only score? The Giants are so frustrating. How did they only score 15 points? That's what the Patriots are projected to score. So good luck to anybody watching this game, including me. I will be driving 2 hours to watch this game. For the Patriots, Alex Austin, Mike Jordan, Michael Jordan.
All right.
Vidarian Lowe, all out. Anthony Hardaway.
All right. Jennings,
Jonathan Jones, City Sow, and Caden Wallace are questionable. For the Niners, some guy that I'd never heard of until I found out he tore his ACL and was out for the year. Curtis Robinson.
Yeah, okay. I don't know who that is either.
I don't know who that is. Debo Samuel, Trent Williams, D. Winters, Jordan Elliott, Talanoa Hufanga are all questionable. Debo is probably going to be decoy Samuel this week. God damn it, I did a Midwest.
Samuels!
Damn it!
You did a Midwest.
I did a Midwest. Trent Williams. Trent Williams, singular, Trent Williams. Will be playing. D. Winter will probably also play. Hufanga will play. Patriots free space team, but do we want to start Ramondre this week?
Yeah, I think you're good too.
Not against the 49ers, no.
Ramondre or Zach Moss?
Ramondre.
Ooh, Jeff picked a good one. Ramondre or Josh Jacobs.
Josh.
Ramondre.
Whoa, you like Ramondre this week.
I like Ramondre all season. I just think he had a bad game and everybody's overreacting to it.
He has three fumbles this year. Uh-oh.
Well, you know what the great thing is, though? Well, two things. One, Bill Belichick no longer involved.
He gone.
And two, the guy who backs him up is the most notorious fumbler in the NFL. So I don't think that they're going to Antonio Gibson for ball security reasons.
I just realized I get to see Antonio Gibson and Ramondre Stevenson on Sunday. I'm going to run down there, give him a hug, see how that works out.
Yeah, it's Steven season and Gibbs season for Jeff.
That's right. It's both. And then George Kittle's tight end one on the season and per game he missed last week. Will he return to dominance, do we think, against the Patriots?
No.
I'm going to say no on dominance, but you should play him.
Yes, because he will score fantasy points, which is more than you can say about guys like Mark Andrews.
I'm going to say 4 for 57 for George Kittle. And a touchdown.
Ooh, and a touchdown. I'm going to go. I like the 4 for 57. I don't like the touchdown.
Mike doesn't like touchdowns?
I don't like touchdowns. Well, 4 for 57, that's almost 15 yards per reception.
Yeah, boy.
I'm going to go less than that. I'm going to go 4 for 52.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. I'm going to go 5.
Big 5-yard difference there.
Yeah, five, huge. Makes a huge difference.
4. 69 yards. Let's go, baby.
69!
Patriots let Tyler Conklin get 93 yards on him last week.
They did do that. That's true.
Just a thought.
I think Jelani Tavai, slow.
Bad. Bad. Person whose name I don't know. Bad. He's garbage. He's the worst player I've ever seen. My bright Rolodex does not have space for all those players that walk.
mine does. That's a you. That's a you issue right there.
Yeah, dude. That's at work we say something. That's a YP. That is a YP. As in, that's a problem.
Jeff, have you killed your brain cells smoking all that marijuana?
I killed my brain cells smoking all that Bondo dust all day.
Yeah, that's fair.
Woo! All right. Brock Purdy, I don't think he's going to do enough in this game to, like, have a big game. I think Jordan Mason's going to have, like, a 40-yard touchdown run, and then they're just going to turtle.
They could.
Classic Kyle Shanahan move, going up big and turtling. When has that ever bit him in the ass in multiple Super Bowls before?
We don't need to go there. Sorry. I'll protect Jeff on this one.
Thank you.
Even though Jeff brought it up.
Protecting me from myself.
Somebody's got to do it. Brock Purdy, I like decently well, I guess. I mean, I don't think there's that many great quarterbacks this week. A lot of the fringe QB1s have bad matchups. So I have Purdy at 9, but okay. I'm not, like, super excited about it because I had Dak at 8, and he was kind of the last guy I was like, yeah, I'm pretty cool starting that guy. Purdy from 9 through, like, I don't know, Sam Darnold at 16 are all like the same tier for me.
49ers legend Sam Darnold?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Panthers legend Sam Darnold.
New York Jets legend Sam Darnold. Out indefinitely mononucleosis Sam Darnold.
Forgot about that.
Seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts.
Oh, man.
How
far we've come. could you imagine him beating your team? Not me. I've blocked that game out.
I haven't played him yet, so could I imagine it? Yes.
Yes. Does it keep me up at night? Not yet.
Not yet. I'm seeing ghosts, and they're all Sam Darnold.
They're all Sam Darnold. Big ass pumpkin head. Yeah, Purdy. I mean, he played really well last week. Like outside of the Jawan Jennings of it all, like he was evading the pass rush pretty well. Patriots are not a good football team, so yeah, they could go up big. But I always forget when teams go up big. The players that touch the ball the most generally have a big hand in that. And Brock Purdy touches the ball on every play.
Yeah, almost every play. I mean, there might be a direct snap in there somewhere, but
not to Jordan Mason. There won't be. Maybe to Kyle Juszczyk.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
All right, we all got the Niners winning this one. Oh, let me ask you both this question. Jacoby Brissett starting this game. Does Drake May finish it?
Against the Niners? No, I don't think it'll be that much of a blowout.
They're favored by 10. Wow.
I think New England covers.
10's a lot.
I don't think New England ever is really that close to winning, but I think they cover.
All right, Drake May or Deshaun Watson?
Oh, God. Bullet.
Bullet. We all got the Niners winning. Speaking of Deshaun Watson. Browns, Raiders. Both teams are 1-2. Vegas, 2-point favorites. 36.5-point over-under. Injuries in this one.
36.5 points.
It's not going to be a fun game.
Tied for the worst over-under of the week.
Jeez.
Jack Conklin, David Njoku, Pierre Strong, and Jedrick Wills are all out. I do believe they also put an offensive lineman on the IR last week, the Browns did, but his name is escaping me.
Is it good when your two starting tackles and tight end are all out?
Yeah, that's not good. Jordan Hicks is questionable. There's a reason that Deshaun Watson has been sacked 19 times in three games this season.
19?
And it's because of his karmic debt.
That's right. For the Raiders, things get even worse. Devontae Adams, Michael Mayer, Divine Diablo, and DeCamrion. Every week.
DeCamrion
Richardson are all out. Max Crosby and Thayer Munford. Thayer Munford is doubtful. That's going to change. Oh, wait, no. Max Crosby, doubtful. That's going to change the
score. I heard Antonio Pierce come out and say today that Max Crosby will not play. And now Max Crosby is listed as doubtful. So apparently Max Crosby has gone to Antonio Pierce and said,
"I'm playing, dog.
You can't rule me out."
He's saying, "I'm playing, dog.
I will surgically remove my own ankle if that's what it takes."
Max Crosby is classic player you must protect from himself.
That's right. Yes, Antonio Pierce needs to sit him down.
Yeah, he did not. He was playing, but he was not playing last week. Kanai Muwaga and Amir Abdullah are both questionable. All right, Walker, your question is about Amari Cooper.
Over or under 4.5 catches for Amari?
Over. Revenge game, part 3.
It is a revenge game, that's true. Mike, do you think he's going to get a bunch of catches here?
Yeah, against the Raiders defense, I'm going to say yeah.
Okay, I agree. I don't think the Raiders defense is going to give up the deep ball because I think they'll be able to get enough pressure on the makeshift Browns offensive line. But I think Cooper will get enough like slant and out routes that he'll rack up 6 catches.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds about 5.
Amari Cooper, yeah. Slant boy.
Yep. He's the new Michael Thomas.
See, I'm not super concerned about the makeshift offensive line because of the makeshift defensive line with no Max Crosby. Like they'll still have Wilkins, but I kind of feel like Max Crosby makes that defensive line go. I don't know, but at the same time, the Browns offensive line is beyond bad.
You're not
so bad.
You got to stay woke to the Malcolm Kuntz 3 sack game.
Ooh, Malcolm Kuntz. You know what? You also have to stay woke to the Jerry Jeudy 7 target game, because that's how many targets he's averaging.
I was gonna say, hasn't he been doing that every week? And yeah, you answered my question.
Yeah, sneaky below the radar because of how bad the Browns are. Jerry Jeudy, a pickup and play option, I would say.
No.
If you're desperate.
I would rather go pick
like
up one of the Cardinals guys.
What?
Yeah. Dortch.
Give me Dortch or Wilson over Jerry Jeudy.
All right, you heard it here first, folks. Can't scorch the Dortch. Walker, Greg Dortch or Jerry Jeudy?
Greg Dortch, baby.
Okay, just making sure you're staying intellectually honest. All right.
You have to do it.
Don't start a Brown except for Amari Cooper, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, pretty much.
God help you if you need to touch those running backs. I guess Jerome Ford.
Jerome Ford is a flex option. Is it one I'd pick? No.
Technically, everybody is a flex option.
Okay, he's a cromulent flex option.
Ooh, a little Simpsons word. All right, Mike, you're asking about the quarterback situation.
Yeah, it is. Is this the last we've seen of Gardner Minshew? Does Aiden O'Connell finally take over for the dude?
No, because Gardner Minshew actually hasn't been bad.
Except, I think, I forget what podcast I listened to theorized it, but that Antonio Pierce must hate Gardner Minshew because they have opposite personalities.
Yeah, that's true. Because Antonio Pierce is like the most serious man of all time.
Yeah,
and Gardner Minshew is like a dipshit.
Yeah, he's a living meme. Like, that's his goal, is to be a living meme.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a competent bridge quarterback, and I think he is a little bit better than Aiden O'Connell.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if the season tanks, I think they go to O'Connell, because at that point, why not see if the young guy has improved a little bit? But this is a game they're looking to win. You know, they're favored. I don't see them going away from Minshew in this one.
Yeah, I changed my choice for the victory because of no Davante Adams and no Michael Mayer and no Max Crosby. But I think that this is going to be trouble. I do not want to intake a single image, highlight, snap of this game. It's going to be bad vibes all around. I got Cleveland winning this one. Oh, I forgot to ask who we start. Do we start any of the running backs in this game at all, period? Zamir White, Alexander Madison. Oh, yeah. Madison.
No, I don't.
No, I'm not interested.
Do we start Jacoby Myers with no Davante Adams?
I could go for that.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Davante Adams not actually out with a hamstring. He has diarrhea from the Taco Bell in his house.
Oh, damn. He got hit by a golf ball from the golf course in his house.
That's right. Man's house, very large. Has a golf course and a Taco Bell. You're starting Brock Bowers.
Yes, absolutely you are.
Brock Bowers, one of the few tight ends that if you have him, you hold on for dear life. Do not let that man go. Do not let him out of your sight for 1 second. All right, Browns win. We all think Browns are winning this one. Let's go to Sunday Night Football. Bills-Ravens, a game that I'm very sad I won't be seeing most of. Bills are 3-0. Ravens are 1-2. Maybe I can get my wife to drive home from the game and I can watch this on my phone. Baltimore, 2.5-point favorites, 46.5-point over-under. Injuries in this one. Terrell Bernard has a pec injury. Tylan Grable has a groin injury. Cool, man. Interesting name. Taron Johnson has a forearm injury.
Tylan Grable.
Yeah. Taron Johnson has a forearm injury. Those three are all out for the Ravens. Jalen Armour-Davis, Andrew Voorhees, and Tyler Linderbaum are all questionable. Ooh, Voorhees. Spooky. It's going to be Halloween season soon.
Jason?
All right.
Jason Voorhees.
My question is, does James Cook tie his 2024 rushing touchdown total in this game? He has three. He had four last year.
No, he didn't. He had two.
He had two. Oh, he had four total last year.
No, he had six total last year.
Two rushing, four receiving. I don't know my question. Does he get another rushing
touchdown?
Hold on. Is Josh Allen good? Okay, that's a question that makes more sense. I don't know what I was looking at because I swore he had four last year. I must have been looking at his receiving touchdowns. My question is, Josh Allen good?
No, he's elite.
Oh shit, he's Joe Flacco territory.
Better than that, he's uber elite.
I don't know who's uber elite.
Dan Marino.
Nick Bosa's opinion of Josh Allen. He's a white nationalist, folks. Not Josh Allen. No, my actual question is, Khalil Shakir, is he a good start in this game? He has been very good out of the slot. He seems to be the leading receiver for the Bills just because he's the most reliable guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll continue that way. I have him just barely inside the top 24. I think, you know, he's going to see about 5-6 targets from one of the best quarterbacks in the league. They like to use him on rub routes, mesh type concepts in the red zone as well. runs a lot of different types of routes, has good yard after the catch ability because of his speed. He seems like he's the number one target for Allen right now. And it's not, you know, a significant difference from the rest of the targets, but it's enough that it's noticeable. And he looks the best of the receivers, in my opinion. Yes. I think he's playing the best by a pretty wide margin. So, I think you continue to play him.
Yeah, good flexibility in his upper legs, lower core. Kyle Shakira, his hips don't lie. Let's go. Woo, got him. James Cook must start. Josh Allen must start. If you start Dalton Kincaid, you will be happy this week. That is the closest I will come to recommending him.
Yeah, I mean, Baltimore's not that good against tight ends, so he's a top 12 option.
Yeah, he's a smoke him if you got him guy.
Mike, are you smoking Dalton Kincaid?
I'm smoking that pack.
Oh, damn!
Whoa! Dalton Kincaid. Rip.
Rip. Dead. Dalton Kincaid. Dead. Mike's smoking on that pack. All right. That's it for the Bills, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot to ask. Khalil Shakir or... Oh, we skipped Chiefs Chargers.
Oops. Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did. Who cares, man?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Khalil Shakir or, I don't know, man, Amari Cooper?
Cooper.
Khalil Shakir. Yeah, I have to go Cooper.
Khalil Shakir or Jacoby Myers?
Shakir
again.
Khalil Shakir or Bad McConkey?
Oh, that's not even close.
Yeah, okay. That's Shakir.
Let's talk about the Ravens and then go back to Chiefs starters.
Okay.
Mike, Derrick Henry.
Yes, is Derrick Henry going to be a top five candidate this week?
Huge game last week. Somebody called it. His name was Jeff. But no, I don't think so.
Top five is a little rich for me. If you'd have said top 10, I would have said yes. But yeah, I don't know about top five. I don't see multiple touchdowns in this game. I would say more, you know, Baltimore tries to play ball control. He gets like 16 for 63 and a touchdown and like a catch for 20 yards or something.
Yeah, I think given his role on this team, he's going to need two touchdowns to be top five. And I just don't see that happening this week. I think it's actually going to be a big Justice Hill game. Because the Bills are averaging 37 points per game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, if the Bills keep scoring like they have been, then Baltimore's going to have to throw a little bit.
Yeah. So, and that means that it's going to be a Justice Hill game. Like, I'm not crazy. I'm not like start Justice Hill over Derrick Henry, but if you're desperate, I think it'll be a Justice Hill game.
Quote, start Justice Hill over Derrick Henry, unquote, Jeff Crisco.
That's right.
We've done it, folks. We got his ass.
We got it.
See, what I did there was I have a clip for next week. No matter what happens, I'll be correct. Playing both sides, always come out on top. Blammo, okay. Got your ass.
All right. Interesting.
All right, the real question. Mark Andrews.
Yeah. Yes.
What do we do?
I think you play him.
I mean, you got to start him. I mean, just because it's who knows the game at the tight end position and game. So you got to keep rolling with him.
That's right. You're both correct.
Okay.
Because
cool.
They have allowed. Trey McBride, 5 for 30. Not great, but 8 fantasy points. 6 for 53 to Jonnu Smith. And 9.2 fantasy points to Brenton Strange. We won't talk about how he got there.
2 for 12 and a touchdown.
2 for 12 and a touchdown. But you can go against these Buffalo Bills at tight end. So makes sense. Matt Milano not playing. Terrell Bernard hurt. So makes sense why tight ends, you can attack them. Zay Flowers. Yes, no, maybe so.
I think you're playing Flowers basically every week. Just, I mean, it's the same thing we said last week, really. He's volume, mostly.
Get what you can.
Right. I think that they'll throw enough in this game that he'll have value. I have him wide receiver 25.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
I agree. I concur.
Mike, concurs.
Mike agrees and concurs.
I do. Damn. I do both. You guys didn't know that I was so talented. I could do both at the same time.
Damn, Mike can agree and concur. All right, let's go back one game and talk about Chiefs Chargers. Chiefs 3-0, Chargers 2-1. KC 7.5-point favorites. 39.5-point over under. Michael Dana, questionable for the Chiefs, for the Chargers. Everybody's hurt. Joey Bosa, Junior Colson, Rashawn Slater out. Joe Alt, Darius Davis, Christian Fulton, Justin Herbert, Jasir Taylor, Deanne Leonard, all questionable. Deanna Troy Leonard, questionable. We all have the Chiefs winning. This is a get right damn game for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Get right. They're 3-0.
I'm sorry. Well, for the offense. The offense hasn't been great.
They do this every year.
Yeah. They start slow and then they beat the shit out of some team. And I think that team is going to be the I almost said the San Diego Chargers with Phillip Rivers and LaDainian Tomlinson.
His notoriously bad throwing motion.
Woo, Phillip Rivers. The Hunter Pence of quarterbacks. Some say.
Yes. Except Hunter Pence is lovably weird and Phillip Rivers is weird.
He's really weird. All right. My question was going to be, how long can we keep starting Travis Kelce? But my question is actually, how good do we feel about starting Travis Kelce this week, folks? Real good? Great good?
Not good.
I feel pretty good. I mean, I think based on who your other options are, I think it's pretty obvious that you're playing him. I mean, I don't feel bad about it at all.
All right. Walker, zero regrets. No regrets.
No regrets for me on Travis Kelce. I think he's going to have a bit of a bounce back game. I'm going to say 5 catches in this one for Travis Kelce.
5 catches for Travis Kelce. Interesting thing about Travis Kelce. Everybody's wondering why he's not good now, ignoring that he's old.
Million years old, yeah.
Million years old. Also, I'm distracted because guess who's a New York Knick?
A guy on the Kings.
Carl Anthony Towns.
What?
Nick, I went to Waj, first of all, by the way, to confirm this. Rip Waj. Knicks have acquired Carl Anthony Towns from Minnesota for Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, Sacramento Kings legend, and a first-round pick via Detroit. So he's got the Pistons pick in there.
Yeah, pretty solid pick, probably.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So they didn't want to have Towns and Gobert next to each other anymore, I guess?
I guess not. And Carl Anthony Towns tweeted, ... Which means he probably found out the same time we did.
Yeah, I think that man is going to feel pretty disrespected.
Yeah, well, good luck to him. He will be away from Jokic, so
true.
He will not have to deal with
I mean, Jalen Brunson and Carl Anthony Towns is kind of nasty.
Yeah, that is not bad. The Knicks are going all in.
They're going to score a lot of points.
Oh, wow. Hold on. Quick update. Daquan Jeffries and draft compensation to Charlotte to make it a 3-team deal. This changes everything. This is now an NBA podcast.
Who is Daquan Jeffries?
Sacramento Kings legend Daquan Jeffries.
Really?
Yeah, he was like some Stockton King, Sacramento King two-way
player. Oh, okay, so he's a two-way guy.
He was a two-way guy. Yeah, no, he's not anything.
I was like, who the hell is that guy? I have never heard of him.
All right, Chiefs, we're starting Rashee Rice. Carson Steele, what are we doing? What's the deal with Carson Steele? Welcome to the new weekly segment.
What's the deal with Carson Steele? Carson Steele is he's Reddit, folks. He's a meme. We don't like it. I have him running back 25. Good, you know, decent to good flex play. I think you can count on him for like 11 points.
Yeah. You know the meme where Peter Parker puts his glasses on? Mm-hmm. He has them off, it's Carson Steele. He puts them on, it's Patrick Laird.
Oof. I don't know about that. No, because they're completely different body types.
No, but it's the same meme shit where they're like, I want this to happen.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely, I said it last week. Carson Steele is Zach Zenner.
Zach Zenner. Is that what led you into looking into Zach Zenner and his weird Twitter feed now?
No, I accidentally came across that. I don't remember how.
Mike, I doubt you saw this because you are not on Twitter, also not in the group chat with me and Kevin and Walker. Zach Zenner is a like super health guru guy now. Like, hey, don't eat seed oils guy now.
Yeah, so he's also a big religious weirdo.
Religious weirdo. Ew.
Yeah.
Brother. Ew. All right. It's funny because that guy's what is a Muslim priest called? An imam?
I don't know, man.
I think an imam. All right.
That sounds right.
Sure. Next question.
Yeah.
That's it. You're starting Patrick Mahomes begrudgingly.
Yep.
Chargers, Walker. This has gone off the rails. Let's talk about J.K. Dobbins.
Over under 59 and a half rushing yards.
I'm going to say yes. 65. Over.
83.
I'm going to go under. I'm going to say 51.
Ooh. Bad to bad back weeks, huh?
I think I'm going to go 14 carries, 51 yards, and a touchdown. One catch for 3 yards.
I'm going 22 carries, 83 yards. No catches.
Mm.
No touchdown.
Wow. Okay. So you think he'll do more, but score less.
Correct. He'll do more differently.
He'll do more differently.
And that's, that's DJ Moore's catchphrase, actually.
Do more differently.
Yeah.
I like it. Good. Mike, 17, are we starting?
65.
Okay, 1765.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. Are we starting anybody else? Yes, are we starting anybody else on the Chargers?
Oh.
By the way, 1765. That's when the Stamp Act and the Quartering Act were passed.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Nice.
Preceding events to the American Revolution.
I will give you no quarter.
I will give you no nickel. All right, we all got the Chiefs winning in this one. Titans.
I will give you dimes because I love to pass the ball.
I will give you dimes. Already played this week. All right. Titans 0-3, travel to Miami 1-2. Miami 1-point favorites, 36.5 point over under. This is the fake Monday night football game. It's the Monday late afternoon game.
Well, for you.
For me, yeah. Cornerback.
These are both night games for me, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah, 7:30. Yeah. Yikes.
Look, I was. Every time there's an East Coast time zone Sunday night football game, I like marvel to my wife. I was like, could you imagine going to a football game at 8 o'clock at night? She's like, absolutely not. That sounds so tiring.
I mean, yeah. I've never done that, to be fair. I've only gone to 1 o'clock games.
They used to do the two Monday night football games to start the season where one would be a West Coast game that started at like 7:30.
Yeah.
And we went to those, and that was when we lived in the Bay, and it is draining to go to a football game that late. You do not, because you're all wired up, you don't get any sleep at all.
Right, you probably don't even get to sleep till like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, you go crazy. So
no Titans different than normal for this guy, am I right?
Woo! Titans injury, Chidobe Awuzie to IR, Jeffrey Simmons and Nuke got veteran rest days. For the Dolphins, Raheem Mostert is questionable for Monday. Skylar Thompson is doubtful. There's not official designations yet. This is kind of just how they're talking about him in practice. We don't know if it's going to be Tim Boyle or former Pro Bowl quarterback Tyler Snoop Huntley as the starter for the Dolphins. Walker, you want to know about DeAndre Hopkins?
Yes. Will he back up his performance from last week? Over under 4.5 catches.
Over.
Yeah, I'm going to go over as well.
I agree. Oh.
Over under 2.5 turnovers for Will Levis.
Under.
I'm going to go under.
Over. Two.
Two picks and a fumble.
Okay. I'm going to say Ramsey, one of each.
Jalen Ramsey's going to pick them off once.
Jalen Ramsey pick and then fumble recovered by. I legitimately don't think I know a single linebacker on the Dolphins.
Jason Taylor?
I don't think so.
Let's see.
Jalen Phillips. There we go.
Oh, isn't Jalen? Is he back? Oh, he's back. Okay. Oh, that's right. Calais Campbell, D tackle. Calais Campbell will sack Will Levis.
Calais Campbell, big guy.
Yeah, really big guy.
Really big guy.
Big guy. Other interception from Jordan Poyer.
Jordan Poyer. Jordan Poyer. Weird guy.
Weird guy.
Very nasty, gentlemen.
Very nasty. Start Tony Pollard.
I would agree with that. Mike, do you like Tony Pollard?
I do like Tony Pollard.
Walker weirdly says start Tyjae Spears?
No, I don't say that.
No, that guy disappeared for some reason.
This is Spears.
Got him.
Fuck.
All right. What about Calvin Ridley? Do we think maybe something might happen? He's been getting more involved except for last week.
I mean, maybe this is my priors, but I don't know. I'm not really interested.
Yeah, I think he bounces back this week. So, like 5 receptions for 65 yards, 70 yards.
Gross. All right. And a touchdown.
No.
And a touchdown. Yep.
I was to say that's me quoting Mike on Tuesday.
Mike and a touchdown.
All right. I got the Tennessee Titans winning this game because this game is going to be as weird as humanly possible.
Yeah, I picked Miami because I think Tyler Huntley plays. But we didn't talk about Miami at all.
Oh yeah, Miami. Does Pro Bowl quarterback Tyler Snoop Huntley lift or suppress this team?
Lift in comparison to last week, because you can't be worse.
Yeah, you can't be worse. So, yeah, exactly. Lift for at least a week, and then we'll see after that.
Tyreek Hill and Devon Achane are in the start, don't watch territory?
I think you can watch Achane. He'll at least catch a bunch of passes. With Hill, yeah, you play him, and it's gross. Jalen Waddle, I think, is avoid until further notice.
That was going to be my next question. Mike, do you agree?
Yes, I agree. I think you can definitely watch HN as far as Hill. I want to stay away from that as much as possible.
What about Waddle?
Waddle's, I'm not even going to pay attention to him.
Okay.
Mike's going to waddle away. Waddle. And it waddles away. What about Raheem Mostert if he plays?
No, thank you.
Yeah, not after an injury.
Yeah, and not after how they used him to start the season either. So, alrighty, let's talk about the last game. Seahawks-Lions, the only true Monday Night Football game happening this week. Seahawks 3-0, Lions 2-1. No official injury reports right now. Sam LaPorta practiced on Friday. He's day-to-day with... an ankle injury. Yeah, I don't know why I put with tight end in the notes.
I have what I'll say about LaPorta. He'll probably play. He will be like 75%.
All right. If he doesn't play, are we streaming Brock Wright, Noah Fant, Chigakonkwo, or Jonnu Smith?
Oh, jeez.
Brock Wright, baby. You got to go with Brock Wright.
I'm going to go
the most generic tight end of the NFL.
I'm going to go Akwakunakwo.
Chigakonkwo?
Big Chig.
I'm going to go Brock Wright. He had, what, like 4 or 5 catches last week?
4, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Brock Wright.
Let's go. 49ers
legend Brock Wright.
never was a 49er.
Just like Philadelphia Eagles legend Frank Gore. All right.
Great. I did forget that happened.
Yeah. Mike. Your question is about Geno Smith. Let's take this home. Let's go.
Geno Smith, top 12 quarterback this week.
Yes, 12. Two yes. Touchdowns. This is going to be a shootout.
11. Mike, do you have him at 10? Because that would be perfect.
Sure, Mike has him at 10.
11. Yeah, Mike, yeah.
Yeah, Mike.
You did it.
Hell yeah.
Not fired.
What do you actually hired? Actually,
hired.
What do you actually think, Mike? No peer pressure.
No peer pressure. Nah, I think he's probably going to be like 14 or 15 against the Lions defense.
Okay.
Walker.
I respect it. I like that. I would rather that happen.
Walker, should we put Mike on a performance improvement plan?
No, I think I appreciate Mike's honesty, really.
All right, fine. Elsewhere, you are starting DK Metcalf. Walker, are you sitting Kenneth Walker?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm sitting both of the Seahawks running backs.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think you have to. Kenneth Walker, if he plays, then he's definitely going to take away from Zach Charbonnet. And neither one of them are going to be any good anyway. So, yeah, I stay away.
Yeah, Lions have the best run defense in the NFL. So, no thank you. And neither one of them really catch passes.
That's right.
Even though Kenneth Walker can.
Best running back in the NFL, baby. Best running defense in the NFL. Nobody can run on us.
It's actually very fun to have the best running defense in the NFL. It was great when the Niners had it, because you're like, go ahead, try it. Try it, bitch. Try it.
I know.
Yeah. How's that 2 yard loss taste, bitch?
They just stopped doing it, is the thing. Like by like 2 minute warning in the first half, they're just like, God damn it, whatever, man. Fine, we'll just throw.
Yeah. All right. No fan, Geno Smith. What about JSN? Big game 2 weeks ago, fell off last week. What do we think?
The Lions defense is not really all that good at preventing receivers from catching the ball. They're just good at preventing receivers from scoring touchdowns. So I think that kind of plays into JSN's hands, because he's not really a red zone guy all that much. He's more of a middle of the field, you know, 20 to 20 guy. I think he's more in position to succeed in this game than a more jump ball downfield receiver like Tyler Lockett. So I think the trend of them kind of going back and forth is going to continue this week. I have JSN at 26. I think he's a good high-end wide receiver 3 play. I would say in more often than not, you're playing him. And then Lockett, I would say, is like a low-end wide receiver 3, high-end wide receiver 4.
Okay, so bullish on this passing game this week is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I think there will be yards. I would guess Geno throws for like 275 and a touchdown and runs for like 30.
All right. Bet, son. All right. I don't know why I said that. Let's talk about the other side of the football with the Detroit Lions, baby. You're starting Sun God. You're starting Jahmyr Gibbs. You're starting David Montgomery?
Yeah. You have to right now. Mike, right. Are you starting David Montgomery?
Yeah, definitely starting David Montgomery.
All right. Now, I think the answer to Walker's question will be the answer of if we're starting Jameson Williams this week. Walker.
Yes. Will Jared Goff have over or under 224.5 passing yards this week?
Over.
Over. Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
236.
Is that what he's averaging?
I don't know. That's the number I pulled out of my ass.
He's averaging... What is he averaging? 241.
Hey, not bad. Pretty good ass pull there, Jeff.
Yeah, so 241 average. This is a above average Seahawks pass defense. So I think about 225 is a fair line. Yeah.
And what's going on with him? He has more interceptions than touchdowns. Hasn't thrown from...
Yeah, red zone offense has been weird. It was really bad against the Buccaneers for no apparent reason. Goff had he's just thrown one interception in each game. He'll get it cleaned up eventually, but yeah, it's been just a little off.
Yeah, all right. Definitely not as he was last year. As far as over under 224, I'm going to go the over. I think 250 is probably what he'll throw for.
Okay. I mean, you're off by 14 yards, but that's fine. all right. So about Jameson Williams? Are we starting him?
In shallower leagues, no. In deeper leagues, for sure.
Three wide receiver leagues, he is your ideal boom bust wide receiver 3.
Yeah, you got it. You got to live with the bad games to get the boom weeks that win you your game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hold on, let me play the role of every guy defending his favorite bad receiver in May. I like him better in best ball.
That's right. Jameson Williams is good though.
Yeah, no, he is good. The league that I traded 2 seconds for him. Best ball, baby. I don't even have to think about it.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, we all got Detroit winning this one, and we will not talk about how week three went on our predictions.
Hey, it was better than week two for me.
It was marginally.
I'm not. I will go no further into that.
Yes. All right. So, any other thoughts for this week? Football?
Any other thoughts? Yeah. I like when the Lions play on Monday night because it's like cool to have the time slot to yourself, especially when the Lions are at home because the crowd goes nuts. But I also don't like waiting all week.
You know what I really like? I like when my team's on Sunday night football. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm waiting all day for Sunday night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Carrie Underwood taught me that. No, Monday night football is nice, but it's also I hate waiting. So,
yeah, you damn millennial.
Yeah, damn millennial. I just saw my screen again. I forgot it was the Smiling Cowboy.
I don't even know what Monday night football is for the Colts.
Do you remember? Okay, remember back when Tom Brady would play Peyton Manning? That was Monday night football.
Usually. Oh, was that Monday night football?
Yeah, okay. Like a decade ago, or like when that one guy from Stanford before he retired. He would play on Monday night, but then like not the Indianapolis retirement home. Sorry, Mike.
The Colts do not have a Monday night game this year.
Oh, no, they never have a Monday night game.
Fun fact before we leave, the Cowboys this week. I forget where I heard it. I think it was Heed the Call. This was their first short week road game ever.
Jesus Christ.
Because they just started doing Thursday nights, like what, 5-6 years ago, all week, all year long,
and they're always Thanksgiving.
And it used to be that you would only play on Thursday night football once, so now you can play it multiple times. So this is the first time they played on the road on a short week.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
I'll give you a weird giant stat too. The first Kayvon Thibodeau's sack of Dak Prescott was the first Giants sack against Dak Prescott since 2021.
That's right.
Jeez.
That's right, baby. Yikes. Big yikes. So, all right, that'll do it. We will be back on Tuesday to talk about all of this action and whatever god-awful game they put on Thursday Night Football next week. So, for Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Go Tigers.
Tig-Cobra, baby. Tig-Cobra.